Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
She's trying to brighten up her, got a not an all black shirt today, a little brighter.
What are you wearing? A Rolling Stone? What is that? A Rolling Stone?
It's just a Rolling Stone shirt. That's it.
What did you go see? The Bob Dylan movie? What movie?
I did not. Mm. Is it out?
Yeah. Oh, the old love of Bob Dylan movie. Oh, Bob Dylan. Okay. Bob Dylan.
Have you heard anything about it? Is it good?
I have not heard anything about it. I don't know of anything about it. That was not the movie I saw during the break. I only saw the Nicole Kidman drinking milk out of a saucer.
Very strange.
Movie.
Very strange.
Says a lot.
The Bob Dylan movie, as of right now, 78 on Rotten Tomatoes. 78%.
That's pretty good. I mean, like, singing movies really aren't about the plot, right? Like, you want to just see how good the actor can do the guy.
You want to see. Well, if you don't know, like, think about it, and this is even for me. I know who Bob Dylan is. I don't know how he became such this larger than life character. So the movie would probably tell you how.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of artists that, you know, everybody knows, but don't know why.
Nobody really vibes to Bob Dylan these days, though. You know,
old hippies do.
The old loved his movie, though. It was full of people going in there. A lot of Vic Fangio's going in to see the Bob Dylan movie.
Isn't he still alive?
Yeah, I think he's still with us.
Bob Dylan. Old. Yeah.
That's what I know.
I think he's still with us. Let's see. 5'6".
Okay.
By the way, I see some video of him that we were tagged on.
Tagged on Twitter.
I feel pretty vindicated. This man is not 5'11". There's no way he's 5'11".
He did seem shorter than 5'11", but 5'6" is crazy. Yeah.
Scataboo?
I think we have a Stallone situation here.
Oh, okay.
Yo, it's like you see him on the go watch him play football. He 5'6".
What do you got for us today, Frog Boy and Goosies? No Goosies.
All right, item number one, the return of the lighter watch. Does that... Okay, sorry, let me just go ahead and get...
Dude, can I just tell you...
What's up?
Some of the crap...
Yep.
...that you, like... So, can I ask you a question?
It's a Rolex. Yeah.
How do you...
You can't even finish that.
How do you hold the cigarette? How do you hold the cigarette and light?
Right this in your mouth. You gotta be right in the
mouth. So you gonna put that fire next to your beard?
Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. If you wanna look cool, Leroy, you gotta do what you gotta do. All the people in the club, they're like, whoa.
Let's do a test on a close set.
What if you light a cigar? You gotta roll the cigar to get it all evenly lit.
Well, you gotta be talented. You gotta be, because then if you start taking off the watch to use it, then it's like, this is stupid. Gotta stay on your wrist.
It's stupid anyway.
Oh, no way, dude. No way. You're distracting me from the list, Leroy. Gosh, with your mumbo jumbo. Zach Sealer.
Oh, snubbed.
Snubbed from the Pro Bowl for sure, but awarded Miami Dolphins MVP by the local media.
Wow.
You got goosies or no goosies from this honor?
I got goosies. I love Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite Dolphin. Goosies. He was a monster this season.
Yep.
Proved to everybody that he could do it without Christian Wilkins. Even though I love Christian Wilkins. And he's a mammoth of a man. Sneaky handsome. Easy on the eyes. And toughest mother bleeper on the team.
All right.
I got Goosies. Dude is he's the real deal, and he goes about his work. What did it say? He put his pack his lunch pail.
Yeah,
every day.
Hard hat guy.
Chops wood.
Yep.
Right.
Allegedly, right?
he's fun dude to watch and root for.
Only one man can take him down, and that's Liam Eikenberg poking him in the eye.
My goodness. Now, keep in mind, they put numbers up.
Yep.
His numbers up against everybody else's numbers.
Yep.
That did get voted, selected to the Pro Bowl. He has better numbers. And he played two less games.
Yep.
So it's just a matter of, I don't think people realize how good Liam, how good he is, Zach Sealer is. So good that the team acknowledged it. But I wish that everybody else would acknowledge it, because he has had an awesome year and is deserving of a Pro Bowl.
Is he in one of those situations where they consider him potentially a defensive end, and maybe that's why he didn't get it?
No.
All right. Other than that, I don't understand why.
I know why he didn't get in.
Why is that?
Haters.
Haters.
Haters, dude. Haters.
The Pro Bowl is kind of like the NBA All-Star game.
Also, Jonnu Smith.
Your numbers could be better, but they go with the familiar names. Like, listen, I love Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward is awesome. Okay? But he don't even play every play. He's not out there. He's old. So, like, yeah. And everybody knows who that is, though. So when you vote for him, yeah. All right.
What do you think of this, Leroy? This is a screenshot sent by Waddle Baby Waddle. Scataboo next to Arch Manning.
Ooh.
That ain't 5'11", dude.
That is not. He looks,
that's
5'11". I am taller.
Hey. He looks like a hobbit. He looks
small.
Like.
He looks small.
He looks sure. Like a Scataboo bobblehead.
Yeah. That's 5'6", dude. I'm sorry. That's 5'6".
But wait, if you like pull up another picture, like go to Google, pull up pictures, he doesn't look that small.
I'm just telling
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. That ain't 5'11".
Nope.
That is, man. That is,
Dude looks like he totes the rock and then makes cookies in a tree.
Or lives under the bridge. I'm the Creole troll who lives under the bridge.
Leroy.
Jafin, you got the Goosies for Zach Sealer?
Back. No, I don't have the Goosies.
What?
I have Goosies galore.
Wow! Whoa, what a twist!
What a swerve.
Galore.
She got
a lot twist.
Yeah.
Froggy?
Definitely have the Goosies. Love Zach Sealer.
Goosies.
Yep.
Somebody said Scatabo looks like he runs for the Lollipop Guild.
look at this one.
We welcome you to Lollipop.
I'm glad just everybody's on my side now. You know, everybody was getting mad about
yes, me. Listen. Yes. I'm shocked.
That's rival teams.
But though. Wait. Now that he's 5'6", you still calling him Ingle?
I mean, he looks.
Ingle is a moose.
How big is Ingold?
Like 6'3", 250?
No way, dude.
6'1"? He's
6'1". I'm listed at 6'1", though. I can't trust anything on the internet anymore.
How big is he?
They got him at 6'1"?
How?
Oh, like weight, 231.
No way.
That's what it says.
So he's 5 pounds heavier than me? No way. He
doesn't. Just said he was a moose.
Leroy, he doesn't block with his weight. He blocks with his heart.
That's right. And this is intangible.
Dude. January 2nd. Gonna kick off the year with a cuss if you keep this up. I'm kidding. That was ridiculous. Block with the heart. Really?
Yeah.
You know, that was very touching.
You need some caboose to block.
Well, Scataboo's got a caboose. He's got a Scataboose.
Scataboo-day.
Can we get to the next one, please?
We got him here.
What's number two there, Frog Boy?
Yes, absolutely.
Easy on the eyes.
Number two, The Athletic reports the Spurs, Lakers, and the Miami Heat are most likely the landing spots for De'Aaron Fox.
Wow.
Does that give you goosies?
They said that?
They said The Athletic said that. It's pretty reputable. My colleagues.
The Spurs?
Man, could you imagine him going play with Wembanyama?
No, that's not exactly what I was imagining, to be honest with you.
I actually don't want it.
he's like, mm-mm, no.
So De'Aaron Fox is most likely to land.
Yep.
Spurs. Lakers.
Lake Show.
Miami Heat.
Bam's best friend.
Wow. No goosies. I don't need them. We got tall time.
Whoa, tall time.
I'm not trading my tall guys.
Tall time's good.
Well, you mean, you? More importantly, you got Tyler.
Because
that's kind of the role he plays.
And Terry, the enforcer. Don't forget that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's back from suspension tonight.
Yes.
Hey, can I just tell you? He went after it. Quickly.
Did you see that Ime Udoka was like, I don't understand why Amen got two games. He didn't even throw a punch. Like, you nearly spiked him into the hardwood.
That really could have gone bad. That really could have gone much worse than it would have. Or than it did.
I mean, didn't know judo rolls weren't considered dangerous.
This guy tossed him to the ground.
Ime Udoka just looks like he's like violent schmilence.
Not a fan. Not a fan of that guy.
You got the goosies for De'Aaron Fox. Reportedly might be landing with the Heat, Leroy.
No, I'm not playing your stupid game.
Why?
Oh, wow.
It's not my game. Frogboy came up with it.
I'm talking about this game or the De'Aaron Fox game?
I don't...
Because I love this game.
...comment or suggest or anything other than that. Any of these trades that people talk about on the internet. I don't.
No goosies.
But what I do pay attention to is when our guy asks one of the participants a question and he gives him the side eye.
Oh, that's not fair, dude. I really like. You guys need to stop looking into this so much, okay?
Oh, now you want to say. Wait a minute. Where do you think we get this from?
Okay.
Where do you think we get this from? Stop looking into stuff.
I got to check in on my petition I filed against you.
What?
What petition?
What's the first name there?
Let's see. How many people have signed this? 643 people. I haven't gotten to the tweet yet, but just trying to prepare.
Dude, you...
The time between the rumors and Pat putting out the statement, any conversation between you and Pat or Aiden and Pat about where things stand and how you're feeling on it?
Next.
See? Thought about it. He thought about it. Then he looking at you. You trolling me, bruh.
I would have had to use a dump button if he was on radio.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
So far, 11 people have signed that petition. We're coming for you.
What do I need a petition for? What did I do?
Stop being fraudulent, because if anybody else would have asked that question and it wasn't you, you would have came in here first thing on the Thursday morning going, could be nothing. Could be nothing.
Good lighting that day, though. Look at that.
It was good lighting.
Is that not accurate? And now you're dismissing it.
I'm not dismissing it. I just don't like the idea of you guys saying I caused the riff. I definitely
you
think it's something.
Question?
I definitely think it's something, but I don't like... Well, I mean, I just wanted to...
You've asked two very viral questions.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair, though. The questions have nothing to do with the answers.
That's why Heat Nation is saying.
How do you think of that?
Well, one, he didn't answer. So, like, are you saying that his non-answer is more of an answer?
Look at that face! Did that face need to answer?
That said it all. Look.
That said it all.
Look at this. Look at this. All these eyes. All these eyes.
I have been getting a lot of side eye. I realize.
Every time you ask a question, they give you the stink.
Okay, so are you...
You think it's them? No, I'm going to say the one constant.
Common denominator.
So let me get this straight. You guys are basically saying I've worn out my welcome.
I'd take a couple games off if I were you, dude.
No more dominoes with Bam at Media Day.
Come back during a win streak if possible. You know, we won 4 out of 5. We're on the way. Yikes, dude. Common denominator.
You don't think nothing. Now, mysteriously, it's nothing. You have never said these words. Not a big deal. You have never, ever said these words. We come in here to start talking about this today. Now, all of a sudden, it's not that big of a deal. No. Oh, now, all of a sudden, it's the first time since I've known you, you said not a big deal. The first time.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. What I'm saying is it's not my fault. Mm-hmm.
Did you ask the question?
Wasn't answered, so I don't know what
did. Did you get the side eye?
I got a load of side.
Were other people frosty that day too? Like maybe
no.
The day they oh just okay.
No
tried to,
but he wasn't frosty. He was in a very good mood. That was the
you
only.
Know what?
Like the rest of the questions, he was very pleasant.
Here's Tobin's questions, okay? Pat Riley, he's talking to Pat Riley. Hey Pat, you know Jimmy said last year if what do you think about that? Right? Then he gets this answer. Hey, Jimmy. Have you talked to Pat? And what is it?
Have you talked to Pat?
Yes. The same type of questions.
You don't think that's an important thing?
The same types of questions that get people to either blow up, give you side eye, or say something that
you don't think that's an important thing to know? Hey, have you guys talked about this?
No!
Why not? That's kind of important.
Mind your own business.
What do you mean, dude?
Mind your own business.
This is ridiculous. He was in a very good mood the entire time. It was literally the only thing you wouldn't answer. He was jovial, I would even say.
It's one person to change that good mood.
It takes you.
You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. Who knows? I don't. But right now, I'm here, so I'm going to make the most of it, and I am going to compete, and I am going to win. And that's all that I got. It's just it's a lot of talk, and it is a lot of noise, which I'm cool with. It doesn't bother me at all. The traded, the not, you know, I love that. I thrive in that. But it keeps all y'all wondering. It does. It keeps the world wondering to where y'all gotta keep coming back and asking me about something. So I like it. It's good to be talked about. Even better to be wanted, though. Remember that.
Look at all that interaction. Look,
fun loving. It was a fun time.
All you got was this. Wait,
and then the old question mooch or mush comes over and kills the mood. Everybody just turned around and walked away. No, all the basketball stopped dribbling. Everybody just went to go eat snacks. Just left. Like, it got quiet. Next. This ain't interview's over now. Then the PR person comes in and say, okay, that's good. Like, you getting everything.
Baby Blues helped out this situation.
It's not fair.
Like, why do you do that?
I didn't do anything.
Really? The basketball stopped bouncing. You got side eye. The guy was.
You definitely did something if you got that reaction. Yeah.
Clock, 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 clock